And then the personality, the person comes back the moment they step back from the act of creation or the performance. They step back and there's the old personality, and sometimes it's a dreadful burden for some ability that comes from the non-personal realm to be integrated into the personal, and they just can't do it. It's totally misperceived, just as the world misperceives it, and then they believe themselves to be very special. And there comes a huge conflict between power that comes out of the formless and the limited person that misinterprets it and claims something out of that. And the magic that comes from the formless realm into your life is what, when you look at our civilization, it seems to be gone completely, because a civilization is almost totally not sacred, it is profane, it is a dreary, burdensome structure that humans have created. When you look at the mainstream civilization, what so many humans, no matter what country you go to, they seem to be tired. They are weary. There's a weariness that they carry, and the civilization is grinding them down. Another day of dreary activity, of pointless running around. And even those who are still running around, they know deep down it's pointless. What is the point? And you ask the big executives in companies, where are you going? Why are you running around like mad? And they can't give you an answer except that, well, we are expanding. The organization is expanding. We are swallowing up other organizations. And that's our reason for being, is to grow, to get bigger. It's to accumulate more. And so it's all, this is why we are, and it's totally meaningless activity. And so there are many reasons why the entire civilization is reaching a point of collapse. And one is that the humans who are still sustaining it, they can't carry the burden of their self-created structures anymore. The overcomplicated world, absurd complexity for the sake of complexity, that they have created, and they cannot carry their own burden of their own creation anymore. Mind created, just a reflection of their state of consciousness, in which there is no gap in the stream of one form after another, one thought after another. The voice in the head that never stops speaking becomes a civilization that is obsessed with form, that is obsessed with things, and therefore knows nothing of that which you could say is the most important dimension of human existence, the sacred, the stillness, the formless, the divine. All these have become meaningless in our civilization. And yet,